Hey everyone, and welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're diving into the world of local SEO for law firms.
A very relevant topic.
It really is. Because having a killer online presence is just as vital these days as having that courtroom strategy down pat.
It's true.
You sent us this really fascinating piece, by the way. Law firm local SEO. Essential strategies for boosting your practice's online visibility.
Lots to unpack there.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's comprehensive. But that's why we're here, to kind of whittle it down and give you those needle-moving insights.
Well, one of the things that I thought was really interesting is how much local SEO for law firms is about building trust, much like you would with a client in person.
Right, like you wouldn't just, you know, hang up your shingle and expect people to just walk in.
Exactly.
You have to make yourself findable.
Absolutely.
And our source material really hammered home the point that 99% of people looking for legal help, they're turning to search engines.
That's huge.
That's pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
It really highlights how essential a strong local SEO strategy is.
It's no longer a nice to have.
Right.
It is a must, especially for law firms. You know, if you're out there looking for a divorce lawyer, you're not looking for a big national firm thousands of miles away.
No, you want someone local, someone you can trust, someone who's nearby.
Someone who understands the local laws and regulations.
Right, exactly.
And whose website doesn't make your eyes hurt, right?
And whose website doesn't make you want to run.
Exactly.
Speaking of websites, the source material was very big on Google business profiles, really honing in on that.
Yes.
Is that like the first impression, that digital storefront?
That's a great way to put it. It's that first impression, that digital storefront. And if your Google business profile is outdated, if it's missing information, potential clients might just, you know.
They're going to go somewhere else.
Click away. They're gone. Google uses this relevance, distance, prominence kind of trifecta to decide whose name goes where.
Okay, so break that down for me a little bit, because I think relevance is pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
You want your information to match what someone's searching for.
Absolutely.
Distance also.
Of course.
You want somebody near them, not across the country.
Exactly.
But prominence, how does Google measure that for a law firm?
It's like a reputation score, if you will. They combine things like reviews, backlinks, even mentions in local publications.
Okay.
All of these things add up to your prominence in Google's eyes.
So the more positive, consistent information is out there, the more prominent you seem.
Exactly. It's about building trust and authority.
Which probably goes hand in hand with what the source material said about NFP consistency.
Oh, absolutely. Your name, address, and phone number, they need to be consistent across the board.
Everywhere.
On your website, your Google business profile, legal directories, you name it, it's got to be there and it's got to be the same.
So inconsistency creates doubt.
Exactly.
And speaking of finding the right words, the source material really delved deep into keywords, which always feels a little bit like a beast to me.
It's a beast worth taming, though, I'll tell you.
That's true.
Because it's about understanding your audience. It's about getting into the mind of a potential client. Think about their pain points. What terms are they actually typing into that search bar? Are they searching just lawyer? Or are they getting more specific, like car accident attorney near me? We call those long tail keywords.
So it's about getting more precise with your language, really targeting those specific phrases that someone might use.
And nicely.
Instead of just casting this broad net, hoping you're going to catch something.
Exactly. You want to be the answer to their specific question.
No, just like a solid legal argument needs that compelling evidence.
Absolutely.
You can't just make claims without backing them up.
Right. You've got to support it.
The source material talked about EEAT and how your website content needs to demonstrate that.
It's essential for building trust, both with Google and potential clients.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm a little lost on this one. Break down this EEAT for me. What are we talking about?
It stands for experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Okay.
Think about it this way. If you were facing a serious legal issue, would you go with a lawyer who had a bare-bones website, no online presence to speak of?
Probably not.
Probably not.
You want to see some credentials.
EEAT is all about showcasing those credentials online. It's about building that digital trust we keep talking about.
It's like the difference between a lawyer showing up with a stack of organized files versus someone who's just, you know, flying by the seat of their pants.
Yeah.
You want to see that they've got the background, the knowledge.
Exactly. And that's where client reviews come in.
They're like those testimonials you see on lawyer websites, but like amplified.
Exactly.
Because it's the reach of the internet, right? And we all know how much people rely on reviews for pretty much everything these days.
Oh, they're everything. Word of mouth is everything.
It's social proof, right?
Absolutely.
If other people have had a good experience, you're more likely to trust.
It's that trust factor. And that's why the source material really hammered home, make it easy, make it incredibly easy for happy clients to leave those reviews.
Yeah, don't make them jump through hoops.
No. Send them a direct link. Maybe include it in a follow-up email after a case closes. Make it a no-brainer for them.
Got it. Okay, so make it easy. But what about the flip side? Negative reviews. They happen.
They do.
Even to the best.
It's inevitable.
So how should law firms navigate that tricky, tricky territory?
With transparency and a cool head. Don't shy away from a negative review. Instead, address it publicly. Acknowledge that feedback. We hear you. We see you.
Right.
And if it's appropriate, offer to take the conversation offline to resolve it.
So turn that negative potentially into a positive by showcasing how much you care about client satisfaction.
Exactly. It's all about turning that frown upside down.
Okay. That's a good way to look at it. Now, shifting gears a bit here, let's talk about backlinks. Our source material called them votes of confidence, which I thought was really interesting.
A good way to put it.
Because it kind of conjures up this image in my mind of like those really respected legal journals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if your name's in there or your firm's name is in there.
It's like a gold star.
It's a gold star, yeah. So how does that work online? What does it mean to have a backlink for a law firm's website?
So when a high-quality, relevant website links to your content, it's like getting a nod of approval from Google.
Okay.
They're saying, hey, this content is valuable. It's relevant. Imagine a local news site linking to your firm's blog post, for example.
Okay.
About slip and fall accidents. That's huge in Google's eyes.
So it's about building that authority, that trust, not just within your legal niche, but locally as well.
Exactly. It all ties together.
Okay. Now, this might seem like a no-brainer in our like mobile-first world, but the source material also emphasized the importance of mobile optimization.
Oh, it's crucial.
Because people are searching for everything on their phones these days.
All the time. In fact, they might be searching for legal help from their phone right after an accident.
Right.
Think about that.
Oh, you get in a fender bender.
Exactly.
First thing you do.
You're on your phone.
You're on your phone. You're looking for, okay, what do I do?
You're looking for help. You're stressed. And if you land on a website that's clunky and slow loading, it's frustrating.
The last thing you need, right. So you want to make sure that your site is mobile friendly. It loads quickly. It's easy to navigate, even on a smaller screen.
Mm.
And you want to have those calls to action front and center. So make it easy to get in touch. Have that phone number visible. Have your contact form easy to find.
Exactly. No one should have to pinch and zoom their way around your site just to find basic information.
Absolutely not. Speaking of behind the scenes elements, our source material touched on this idea of technical SEO, the stuff that, you know, we don't always see, but it makes everything run smoothly. What are some key takeaways for law firms when it comes to this aspect?
Well, you wouldn't want to argue a case in a courtroom with flickering lights, uncomfortable chairs, and no AC, right?
If why not? You want the jury focused.
Exactly. And it's the same with your website. Technical SEO is about making sure your website is a welcoming environment for both Google and your visitors.
So we're talking about site speed, broken links.
All of that. Making sure Google can crawl and index your site without any issues.
Optimizing images.
Yes. Having a clear sitemap, using structured data, those are all part of it. It's about creating that seamless, user-friendly experience from the moment someone lands on your page.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork. We've got our website looking good. It's running smoothly. But how do we know if it's actually working? Our source material talked about measuring success, and I thought that was really important. What are some of the key metrics that law firms should be tracking?
Well, SEO isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
No.
You've got to keep an eye on things. You've got to track your progress.
Yeah.
And Google Analytics is going to be your best friend for this. It gives you a treasure trove of information about your website traffic.
So things like how many people are visiting,
yeah,
where they're coming from.
Exactly.
What pages they're spending time on.
Are they bouncing off certain pages quickly? Maybe the content's not resonating, or maybe the design is off-putting, or are they spending a good amount of time on certain blog posts? This data is gold.
It is. And speaking of valuable outcomes, how important are conversion rates for law firms? Because it's one thing to get people to the website, but are they actually taking that next step to become a client? It's like that saying, you could lead a horse to water, but are they actually taking a sip?
Exactly. And in the legal world, that SIP is often a consultation, right?
Wow.
So you want to keep track of how many people are filling out those contact forms, scheduling consultations, maybe even clicking to call right from their phone.
Because those are actions.
Those are
Those aren't
actions.
just passive views.
Exactly. They're engaged.
And what about engagement with the Google Business profile itself? Are people
Cues.
clicking through to the website from there, calling directly?
It's another piece of the puzzle. If you're seeing a lot of views but not a lot of action, maybe it's time to give your Google Business profile a little facelift.
Spruce it up.
Yeah, update those photos, make sure the info is current.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, our source material made a really interesting point about local SEO not being one size fits all.
Absolutely not. Just like you wouldn't use the same legal strategy for every case.
Every client's different.
Right. Every client is different.
So a family lawyer in, say, a suburb is going to have a different approach than, I don't know, a criminal defense attorney in a big city.
Completely different. They're targeting different demographics. They're using different language,
They have different needs.
different needs.
So a
Absolutely.
family lawyer might focus on things like divorce proceedings, child custody,
Right.
while a criminal defense attorney might be talking about DUI defense, drug
Ugh,
charges.
totally different.
So it's about knowing, again, who you're talking to,
Knowing your audience.
meeting them where they are. Well, I think we've done it. We have successfully navigated this deep dive into the world of local SEO for law firms.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure exploring this topic with you and really digging into those actionable takeaways.
Absolutely. And remember, listeners, the digital world is always changing. So embrace that, stay curious, and never stop optimizing.
I love that. A little bit of homework for everyone listening as we sign off today. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those online presences sharp.